Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and such a sad man out for life, Matthew Avery. And welcome back to another incredible episode of the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, the podcast. Now, this week is about to get incredible as we are days away from the incredible release of The Incredibles 2, 14 years in the making. And, when the first movie came out, I was, like, only 4 years old. And 14 years later, I'm 18, graduated from high school. And I'm really excited for this movie to come out. Sorry. And, I'm really looking forward to watching that short, because before Val, I apologize if I pronounced that wrong. I do apologize. Because, it's there. Spelled B-A-L for the short. I can't wait to see that short as well as the movie. New heroes in The Incredibles 2. I won't spoil it for you. You'll see him in the movie. I don't want to spoil the surprise for you guys. Most of the original voice cast, all except one, and that's Dash. Because Dash's original voice grew up. Which is fine by me. They had to find new voices. And after watching an episode of the Super Carlin Brothers, one of them explained that we did some Easter eggs that we possibly want to see and keep a lookout for. One of them is that bike kid from the first Incredibles movie, that when this incredible Mr. Incredible lived in the car near the beginning, and when he's in the house being explored at the end, and saying, that's totally wicked. But hopefully we'll see, maybe, like, in the second movie, probably the same age, or maybe grown up or something. Not sure. I'm really unsure about that at that point. But I'm hoping we do see that, and we gotta keep a lookout for all the other vintage Pixar animated features Easter eggs, like A113, California Institute of the Arts, Classroom, the Pixar Ball, Box of Chinese Food, and an article, something in the newspaper? I forget what it was called. Basically, we're going to keep a very close lookout for all these Easter eggs. Let's go keep a lookout for some Easter eggs for a future and upcoming Pixar movie. Folks, little reminder that Toy Story 4 was actually supposed to be coming out this summer, and The Incredibles 2 was supposed to come out next summer. Then they switched it all around, saying, we're switching around. The Incredibles 2 is going to come out this summer, and the Toy Story 4 movie will be coming out next summer. Maybe they had something more in line for Toy Story 4, and that's why they had to switch it up, because maybe there's going to be like way more animations in Toy Story 4. Again, The Incredibles 2, I saw the trailers, lots of animation and lots of new stuff we get to see, like, you'll see it in the trailer. You saw it in the trailer. We'll be seeing it this week. And, everybody's, like, really stoked up, I know. All of Disney Pixar fans. You got, like, something going on at Walt Disney World. It's called, I got it on my Walt Disney World app here. Sorry, hold on a second. Open. Thank you. It's called Incredible Tomorrowland Expo. It's going from now to September 3rd. I wish I was there. I want to see that. Incredibles Expo at Tomorrowland. Just to at home. But it's not a good, bad thing I'm at home. Because home is where the heart is. And my heart is at home and it belongs to Disney. Anyway. Walt Disney Animation Studios and Pixar have done really well with all these Pixar movies. And The Ghost 2, I think it's going to be the best yet. They had great movies in the past, and this one's going to be the greatest sequel in the Pixar era. It's also going to extend this so-called Pixar theory I've heard about, where all these movies are in the same timeline. I got that from the Super Carlin Brothers. I'm actually curious about that, and maybe the Ghost 2 will fit into that Pixar theory, you know? And with all that. Like I said, very excited for this Pixar movie to come out. The Ghost 2, I've been waiting for it 14 years. It's been a rumor for years. I said, oh, they're going to have a Ghost 2 here soon. What's going to happen? In 3 days, comes reality, and in reality, thank you for making things real, and I am going to be really stoked when it comes out, because I want to go see when it comes out, first day it comes out in theaters, and I want to see what the sequel has in store for all families and friends, everyone. I'm hoping they get a good look at this movie. I hope they get to see it. I hope everyone gets to see it. And if it comes out on DVD, I'll get it. Because I'm the Disney enthusiast. I want to get all Disney movies. And, The Incredibles 2 is going to be a movie that I'm so long waiting to see. And I want to keep it with me forever. When it comes on DVD, I want to get it. And I also want to point out that we're also going to be seeing, like, and the best part about The Incredibles 2 is it's taking place exactly at the point where the first movie left off. Like, some people were saying, oh, it's not going to possibly be exactly at the exact point in the first movie. Because some people thought, oh, we're going to get a big time jump. Nope, this is going to take place at the exact point of the first movie. Best part is, we're going to be here for another good friend, John Ratzenberger, who has been a very good voice for Pixar throughout the years. Made cameo appearances in a lot of movies. Keep your ear out for his voice in the movie. Like, he's voiced many characters. He's kept his voice for the Toy Story trilogy as Ham. You know, the Piggy Bank Toy Story, you know. Basically, we'll look out for him, too. Everybody's gonna look out for him. And, I'm going to be doing a review of this movie on my YouTube and my podcast here. After I watch the movie, I'm going to do a review of it, because I want everyone to know my opinion, my great opinion of the movie after I go watch it, because I will give a positive review of it, because that's how I roll. And I always want to be happy, making folks happy. Thank you, folks, for listening. And remember, go check out all the podcast episodes. And remember to subscribe to the Disney Enthusiast Imaginary YouTube channel. Go check out my other videos. And go check out my Twitter account at My Name is Disney. My Instagram is at My Avery Barando. Who knows, maybe I'll make a Twitter account just for this podcast. And remember, keep calm and keep Disneying on. All you Disney lovers out there, I am the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Randolph Light, Matt Avery. And I'll see you in the next podcast, my friend.